Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Ebling and You. I'm Gene Carolan, guest host for Jack Ebling, who is in Maui, Hawaii, as we speak. And tonight's program, we featured a little bit on economic development. In our first hour, we talked with Chuck Maniacci and Cindy Kangas, who are associated with Junior Achievement. JA specializes in training our children from both kindergarten through 12th grade in financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and work readiness. We talked with Rob Fowler. Rob is the president of the Small Business Association of Michigan, and we talked about the concept of economic gardening, making Michigan much more ready for small business development and growth. And then we talked to Ken Glickman in that first hour, and Ken is the executive director of Gilbert Tweed International and a real human resources pro. Ken has helped thousands of people find jobs and worked for hundreds of different employers. One of my great concerns is that we continue to downsize the middle class as jobs continue to vanish. Jobs that pay well and require skills and are vital to communities, they're going away, and they're just not being replaced by anything comparable. That's why I personally in my life focus on economic development and entrepreneurship so that people can create their own economic opportunity. It's not difficult, and it's not an event. It's a process, though. It's a process of constant education. The good-paying, predominantly white-collar jobs that once sustained many American communities, they're disappearing at an alarming pace, and they're keeping the unemployment rate stubbornly high despite the so-called end of the Great Recession. Many people don't think it's over yet. More troubling, jobs that are in accounting, financial analysis, commercial printing, and a broad array of other mostly white-collar occupations are unlikely to come back, many experts predict. And there isn't a single cause to this trend. You know, some of it can be explained by changing technology, and some of it the result of automation. Some of it is creating low-cost centers abroad in other countries. But the challenge is that we've got to be in a position to create our own economic opportunity. The result is that the same in almost all cases. Jobs that were well-paid and required skills and produced vital communities, they're going away and they're not being replaced. Unfortunately, the evidence is that you don't see a form of downward mobility of workers who are displaced from the middle class and stable occupations, said David Autor, an economist at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Autor published a much-discussed paper in April of 2010 suggesting that the U.S. labor market has become polarized, with employment growth at the high end, high wage end, and the low skill, low wage end. The vast middle, he concluded, is shrinking. The Great Recession has quantitatively, but not qualitatively, changed the direction of the U.S. labor market, Autor concluded. As it stands, 14.8 million Americans were unemployed in September of 2010. 6.1 million of them for 6 months or longer. The unemployment rate has hovered around 9.6% for half of this year, and few economists expect it to dip below 8% in the years ahead. Lois Williams Norman is on the upper end of what could be called a middle skill job, working her entire career in corporations as an internal financial and budget expert. Like millions of Americans, she's had to swallow her pride and step down the income ladder. She said, I've gone from a six-figure income to seriously looking at positions that are going to be paying probably half as much. So over the past 10 years, my income has continued to decline year after year, Ms. Williams-Norman says. In any event, that's where the search for employment begins. That's why people like Ken Glickman are so important to us, to help people find and create new jobs. In cities such as Rochester, New York, Xerox Corporation has left, and thousands of skilled white-collar workers are unable to find similar work. This downsizing has affected everything from the health of its suppliers to giving to charities. So you can see this is big news, and it's subtle news. It's destroying the social fabric of America. In cities such as Rochester, where multinational corporations such as Xerox, Kodak, Bosch, and Lohm once lorded, the disappearance of middle-skilled jobs tears at the very social fabric of communities. These corporations used to encourage their executives to join the Rotary Club or the Lions Clubs, to entrench themselves in community affairs. Through these efforts, these big companies were leading contributors to the United Way and other charities. There was a recent article in the Lansing State Journal over the weekend stating that charitable giving is down significantly within our community. And this is an example of why. People are hurting in the middle class, and they're not giving anymore. When corporations shrink, their workforces shrink, and they send many of them send jobs abroad. Bertoloni, 50, spent most of his adult life in commercial printing, working his way up to a management post, raising a family on a $68,000 salary. But when Xerox let him go, he's been without a steady job now for over a year. So at any rate, we're in trouble. We've got to create economic opportunity for our people. At this point, though, let's take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.